Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to ask Al-Anon members how they felt when they attended their very first Al-Anon meeting. Barbara, how did you feel when you went to your first Al-Anon meeting?
When I went to my first Al-Anon meeting, I was angry. I was feeling hopeless. I was feeling like I was losing my mind. I was so angry. The very first Al-Anon meeting that I went to, I called the Al-Anon service number in my location, and they helped me find a meeting. I raced over in my car to that first meeting. I was surprised to find so many people there, actually. And I did take my turn to speak, and it was all, I'm so angry this, and I'm so angry that. But they all listened to me, which was the first time I felt anybody listen to me in years. And they didn't judge me, and all they said to me was, keep coming back. So I did, and I started working the program, and I started healing, and I am so glad that I did go to that first meeting. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Barbara. I appreciate you sharing your experience with us. John, do you remember how you felt at your very first Al-Anon meeting?
I certainly do. First of all, I didn't want to go. I was at the end of my rope. I had tried everything I could possibly think of to get the alcoholic to stop drinking, and nothing was working, and I finally got to the point where it was just way too much for me, and I felt if I stayed, I was going to do damage to the alcoholic and to myself, and therefore I actually called AA, trying to find Rick to get some help. So AA referred me to Al-Anon, and I happen to have a group very close to me, so I called it up and found out where it was, and I went there and very reluctantly didn't want to go in. And the first thing that I ran into was that I was the only one there amongst 19 women. So it was a little daunting, but I immediately felt at home and I stuck with it. And then I was waiting for them to tell me how to solve the problem, and nobody did. And they all said, well, you need to focus on yourself. I was angry already, but this made me even more angry because that wasn't why I went. And I can't honestly tell you why I kept going back, but something made me keep going back. And it was fairly difficult, well, not really difficult, but it was a learning curve at the beginning, trying to figure out, okay, how is this all going to work? And I couldn't get it for a little while. So there's a recommendation that's given at the beginning of most meetings where it says that you should try and attend 6 meetings, either the one you're at or other ones, just to see if it's all going to work for you. And I decided to do that. And by the end of 6 meetings, I was ready to come back for more. And I can't tell you how grateful I am that I stayed. It's been an experience that I would never give up at this point. I keep going back, and that about sums it up for me.
Well, thanks, John. We appreciate you telling your story. Catherine, can you relate to what Barbara and John said about going to an Al-Anon meeting for the first time, or was your experience a little different?
Oh, I think it was very much the same. I certainly felt the anger. I felt the resentment. I also felt crazy. I had tried so many things and always blamed the alcoholic for being crazy, and then found myself saying the same kinds of goofy things, and that was the point where I went, I've got to get help for myself. I found a meeting through a phone number, and they had changed the time, so I showed up half an hour late, and with my perfectionism and need to always be right, that was just devastating. So I walked in very upset, very concerned that I was going to be judged and criticized for being late. And they were very kind, compassionate, understanding. They started the meeting over for me, and I was shocked that anyone would take so much concern for one person in a group. It was down in a church basement, and I cried. I cried at every meeting I went to for the first 6 months. I had so much emotion inside that really had no way to get out until then. Since then, I learned that it's okay to cry. I learned that I didn't cause the disease. I can't cure it, and I can't control it, but I can take care of myself, and that is such a gift. So I keep coming back, and that's it.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about how we felt when we attended our very first Al-Anon meeting. You are invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at alanonfamilygroups.org. Just click on the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery icon. Under the topic, click on Comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on How to Find a Meeting. Or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time, 1-888-4-ALANON, to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.